Hello and welcome to the podcast. It's Pat. We have exciting news. We are playing Sad Summer Festival yet again. Just got announced this morning, so super excited about that and can't wait. It was an amazing experience the first time we did it, and this time is going to be even better and bigger and cooler. And yeah, all-time low. We'll be on it. The story so far, us, Movements, Grayscale, Destroy Boys, yours truly. Pretty crazy lineup and a lot of good friends. I've already been talking with the Grayscale guys and All Time Low guys about how much of a good time it's going to be out there playing together. And yeah, I'm just so excited that Sad Summer's back again. This is really a dream. The last time and playing the biggest, you know, shows we'd ever played, and now doing it again with all these more people involved. It's going to be incredible. So, yeah, go to sadsummerfest.com to get all the info, and all the dates are up on our site and everything by now. So definitely check that out. We added an Arizona show this time, which is exciting, and it's in air conditioning, which is important in Arizona in July. So, yeah, there's a bunch more dates than we had the last time. And, yeah, it's exciting. So pumped. I mean, we have not toured with All Time Low in the United States since 2008, which is crazy to think about. It was the second tour after Can't Stop Won't Stop was out. So, so much has happened since then. So can't wait to get back and do it. And, yeah, so that's the big news. Garrett is still, over in Europe doing the mirror tour. While I'm at home waiting for the baby to come whenever she's ready. So I'm doing this episode alone and figured I'd do a quick little Q&A episode and fill you guys in on what's been happening in my life. I've been kind of, you know, taking this time while waiting for the baby to come and not being on tour with the guys. You know, generally we're so go every single second that this has really given me a chance to kind of take a step back, think things from a bigger perspective for, you know, for the band and what we want to do next and what feels exciting. And you know, sad summer is certainly the beginning of that. So very excited for what we're going to be able to do in this next couple of years. So cool. Well, I will get into the Q&A episode. I just grabbed like 5 questions from Twitter that I thought were interesting, and I will answer those, and then we'll be back next week with an episode with Garrett yet again. So if you see the guys out on tour, please tell them that I say hello and I miss them, and tell Garrett that you listen to the podcast. So awesome. I love you guys. Can't wait to see you at Sad Summer and other things we'll be doing. Reading and Leeds got announced. So we'll be back in the UK in August. So that'll be really fun as well. So festivals are upon us. Cool. Well, here's the Q&A episode. But first, a little message from a sponsor. We'll get into it. So this first question comes from Amy8123 on Twitter, and she asks what it's like experiencing the European tour from the other side. Yeah, I've made lots of jokes on the internet about, you know, now I know what it's like to be watching the shows from online, but can't be there. So yeah, I mean, it's been an interesting thing, and it's a weird thing to think about and to talk about. I've never not been on a tour, and I've been a part of every, you know, everything that the band has ever done since day one. So, you know, it's definitely a little bit of an adjustment. And I am happy, obviously, you know, to be home for the experience of the birth of my child and be there for my wife and all of those important things, which is why I made the decision to not be on the tour. But there's certainly a little bit of feeling like I'm, you know, missing out on these awesome shows. But rather quickly, I was able to kind of turn that and just be excited for the guys. And I know that Andrew, who's playing for me out there, is having an awesome time. And, you know, he's just called me, you know, multiple times. He's like, dude, like after the show, like all these people came up to me and were thanking me for playing and were happy to meet me. And it's so cool. Like, you guys have the best fans. So, I'm excited for him that he gets to experience what 8123 is. And, I'm excited that the shows have been going well and everybody's having a good time. So, I'm being optimistic, and I'm certainly very excited, for the baby to come. So that is the next thing. So yeah, that is question one. Thank you, Amy, for your question, and I appreciate it. This next one comes from @hystericandyoung on Twitter. And they ask, last time I asked you your favorite type of potato, so I feel like I have to ask you what's your favorite type of tomato. I don't have one. I'm not really a big tomato guy. I obviously like tomato sauce, like on pasta or pizza or tomato soup, but raw tomatoes, not really my thing. Like, if I was getting a hamburger or a sandwich, I would get it without the tomato, but every once in a while, maybe in a salad, I would be okay with it if it had enough, you know, oil and vinegar and salt and pepper or something on it. I could do it and be into it. But I would say generally I am not a tomato guy, when they're in their raw form. So hopefully that doesn't hurt your feelings. I can tell you my least favorite type of tomato that I know the name of is a grape tomato. Just those suck. In my opinion, it's like a burst of tomato in your mouth, and if you don't like tomatoes, you don't want them exploding in your mouth. So, sweet. Well, this third question is from Lauren on Twitter, and she asks, any advice on seeking work in the music industry, specifically as a tour manager or assistant? You just got to get out and do it. You know, no one's really going to take a chance on you in a way that you would make any money until you've proven yourself. And that's kind of the challenging part about this industry, is that, you know, if you want to become a doctor, then you go to school to become a doctor and you're trained and people will trust you, and then, you know, you can get a job as a doctor. But in this industry, there's really not anything like that. So how you get jobs is by recommendations from other bands and experience that you've had with other bands. So you kind of just have to begin working for bands that, you know, can't really afford to pay somebody to come out and just go out and have fun and do a good job, you know, whether somebody needs somebody to do their merch, but then, you know, you work hard and prove that you're doing other things, you know, whether that's just getting them, you know, you figure out a way to get discounted rates at hotels for them, or you find places for them to sleep, and you make their every day easier on tour and make the tour go better. You know, and then they recommend you to a friend's band, and that band could be the next band playing arenas, and all of a sudden you're the person that they call. So it really is just about going out there and doing a good job at any opportunity that you have, you know. I feel obviously, like, you know, interning at a venue or getting a job at a venue, working at the box office, you know, and then you meet a band that is there, and they need a merch person, and that becomes you being a tour manager, and that becomes you being a manager. You know, it's all about taking any opportunities you can get and then making it what you can, and doing the best job, and just thinking of the things that other people don't, you know, thinking of every little minute detail that might make a tour run better, you know, and doing that, without being annoying and being, good to hang out with, you know. That's a big thing, you know. You get 10 people in a van or a bus, and, you know, it's, you know, half the time it isn't even necessarily about how good of work you do. It's just about, do you guys all get along with each other? So, yeah, there's that. That would be my advice on getting into that. So, cool. The next question comes from Deanna on Twitter at TongueTied, and, she wants to know, what are you most looking forward to for the future of 8123? Looking forward to everything. I'm looking forward to just seeing where we can take it, seeing what the festival can become. You know, we're already kind of in talks about trying to expand the weekend of the festival and making it, you know, there's so many of you guys that come in from out of town. So, you know, we don't want it to just be something where you have a thing to do for one or two nights. You know, we want the entire experience from the second you get in Arizona until you go home to be amazing. So that is something that I think we did a better job at the last year than we did the first year, and now we're going to do even better. So, yeah, just expanding that, expanding things that we do. You know, we're partners in Sad Summer Festival, and we have a lot going on that type of thing, and then putting out our own albums for the Main, and maybe, you know, beginning again to work with some other bands, and yeah, that's just it. I mean, we're just always doing something, so I would say there's not really much of like a grand overall plan. It's just like, we have things that we get interested in, and then we go and attack it. So, yeah. And then this question comes from at Ice Cave on Twitter, and they ask, how do you balance life at home and touring? Do you think it will be a lot harder now that you're going to be a dad? It'll certainly be harder. It is already hard, but it's, you know, I think you just make it work, and, you know, I'm not perfect. I certainly do not do the best job at it. But then I do my best to just get better and figuring out ways to, you know, to find that balance. And, you know, it is this challenging thing where my job is my hobby. My hobby somehow became kind of a job. And only a job in the sense that it's the only thing I do, so I don't technically have a job. So I could just get lost doing band things 24/7, every single day for a year. So I have to find the balance. And obviously, you know, becoming a dad is going to make me find that balance. And I'm not that concerned with it. And I feel I'm going to do a great job and be able to do both, and potentially even do better at both than I ever have before. Because, you know, you just see how much time in your day you can waste if you're not cognizant of every second that you're, you know, that you have. So I think I can do a lot more in a lot less time if I'm being better at time management and things like that. So yeah, it's just going to be a work in progress, but I'm excited for the challenge, and very lucky that I have so many different things in my existence that I love, you know, this much. So cool. Well, this will conclude the Q&A episode. It was just me this time, but Garrett and me will be back with another episode next week, and can't wait for him to be back home and to meet the baby, and for me to meet the baby, and, you know, maybe have a podcast episode of her just crying. No. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. I'll see you at Sad Summerfest. That's exciting. We've been like holding this info in for so long. So it feels so good that it's out there in the world. And can't wait to see you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the podcast. Oh my God, I just biffed it. I thought that I played the outro, and I played like a fart sound. All right, here's the outro. I'll talk to you guys soon.